A mirror, not a portal. I wanted to be out in the wetlands for first light. It makes the best shadows, deepens the colors of frosted grass. Two short-eared owls hunted here the last time I walked along this part of the Mendenhall River. If they don't show themselves, I hope to see one of the first flights of northbound swans. But they're only ducks and some nattering Canada geese. One eagle does a high flyover but sees nothing worth diving on. The trail deteriorates, softening under the rising sun. I drop off the meadow to walk along the river beach. An ebb tide has reduced the river to a narrow stream, but it is wide enough to reflect the glacier and the sawtooth peaks that frame it. The beauty of it should be enough to satisfy, but I am disappointed not to see the owls. As I try to measure ice loss on the glacier, the Alaska Airlines jet from Seattle photobombs my view of it. Anyone that deplanes from the jet will have to go home and stay there in isolation for the next 2 weeks. Feeling the need for another coffee at my own COVID quarantine zone, I head towards the car, then stop to watch a flock of pine siskins party among the limbs of an alder tree. One of the tiny birds settles on the nearest limb and studies me, tilting its head to get a clearer view. I don't know why the siskin stares at me rather than rejoining its flock. Is he assured that I can never match his speed? I'd like to believe the bird senses a kind soul in my clumsy, aging body. I'll never know. The eye he presents to me is a hard mirror, reflecting the morning light, not a portal. I think about the soul gaze with a weasel that Annie Dillard describes in Living with Weasels. Dillard was plugged into the weasel's brain for 60 seconds after tumbling through the black hole of its eye. She believed that the animal spent the same amount of time in her brain. Did my siskin poke around in mine? In her essay, Dillard wrote that she wanted to live like the weasel, open to time and death painlessly, noticing everything, remembering nothing, choosing the given with a fierce and pointed will. I think of the people deplaning from the Seattle jet. They, like the rest of us trying to avoid catching the coronavirus, are not wired to live open to time and death. But we can dull our anxieties by spending time outside, noticing everything. Unlike Dillard's weasel, we can remember and we can love. Like the animal, we can move forward with a fierce and pointed will.